their capacity as coordinators on the general status and operation of the convention, as well as other delegations for sharing their views under this agenda item. The Holy See, well aware of the dramatic experiences suffered by victims of conflicts and their deadly legacy around the world, believes that it is of the utmost importance to provide concrete responses and assistance to the needs of girls, boys, women, and men, victims of cluster munitions. This, indeed, is what lies at the core of the provisions enshrined in Article 5 of the Convention on Victims' Assistance. Mr. President, the Holy See is convinced that one of the first necessary steps towards equality is the promotion of women's participation and engagement in all aspects of public, political, economic, social, and cultural life. It is undeniable that the participation of women in every work environment, as well as in institutional life, may foster a healthy balance in decision-making. As Pope Francis frequently points out, women, by acquiring power in society, can change the system if they manage, so to speak, to convert power from the logic of domination to that of service, of care. Mr. President, the Holy See wishes to reiterate its firm commitment to constructive dialogue and productive engagement in order to advance the objectives of the Convention through a human-centered approach that takes into account the different needs of women and men, combating forms of discrimination that may prevent an effective implementation of the Convention. In this regard, this delegation wishes to underline that many religious sisters, as well as many women of goodwill, offer their assistance to the provision of healthcare, psychosocial support, as well as spiritual assistance to victims. Mr. President, at the same time, the Holy See reiterates its objection to the introduction and recent focus on certain expressions, such as gender mainstreaming, which are ambiguous and not clearly defined under international law, and which are not found in the provisions of the Convention. Such an emphasis risks to weaken rather than strengthen the legal obligations undertaken by states parties to the Convention. In fact, attempts to force the inclusion of expressions such as gender mainstreaming or gender and diversity might also place ulterior barriers in the way of our common efforts to seek universal adherence to the Convention. In this regard, my delegation would like to thank the coordinators for taking this observation seriously and conducting a survey amongst signatory states who had yet to ratify the Convention. While recognizing that the coordinators have reported that a majority of those states that responded to the survey did not see the treatment of gender as an obstacle to ratification, this delegation does not consider that these results provide a definitive response to the above-mentioned concern. It would be helpful, indeed, to conduct a similar survey amongst states that have neither signed nor ratified the convention as of yet. We would also be grateful to receive further information on the modalities of how the survey was conducted and to know whether or not any state expressed concern in this regard. Indeed, the report of the coordinators indicates that a majority of signatory states that responded to the survey did not express concerns. The fact that the report does not affirm that all of those responses were in concurrence in this regard suggests at least some responding states had indeed expressed concern about how the term gender is utilized within the work of the convention. If universalization is the goal and a legal obligation for states' parties, it would be unwise to neglect such concerns. For the Holy See, it is clear that further information is required in this regard before determining that gender considerations do not present a potential obstacle for some states to ratification of the convention. This delegation remains open to discuss the issue in more detail bilaterally with the coordinators. The noble spirit of this convention, which lies in the idea of partnership and cooperation among states' parties and civil society, should also be maintained in respecting the different values and cultures of states' parties and of affected populations, and avoid seeking to impose certain expressions. Rather than focusing on undefined expressions, the Holy See wishes to reiterate what it had requested during the second review conference and during the 10th meeting of states' parties, and that is to use clear and agreed language in accordance with international law that responds effectively to the concrete needs of victims. For these reasons, the Holy See, also recalling its interpretive declaration upon the adoption of the Lausanne Action Plan during the second review conference of the Convention on Cluster Munitions, warns against using the framework of this convention to push certain agendas and retains the right to disassociate itself from the work of the above-mentioned focal points, should their mandate extend beyond the ordinary, generally accepted usage and meaning of the word gender based on the two biological sexes, male and female. The Holy See does not accept any other interpretation, adaptation, or connotation different from this accepted prior usage. Mr. President, in this regard, with reference to document CCM/MSP/2023/8, Progress Report Monitoring Progress on the Implementation of the Luzon Action Plan during the period 1 July 2022 to 30 June 2023, this delegation regrets the fact that the so-called gender mainstreaming section has been included at the beginning of the document before the actual legal obligations contracted under the convention, such as universalization, stockpile destruction, victims assistance, and so on. We would appreciate clarification on why this is the case, as it gives the impression of a hierarchy of importance of this one item over the actual legal obligations of the treaty to the neglect of the effective implementation of the legal obligations of states assumed under the convention, which should be at the heart of our discussions. With cluster munitions being still used, leading to the loss of lives and ever more victims, the focus should be on the concrete elements of the convention rather than on abstract expressions and terminology that lack clarity. In renewing its proximity and that of Pope Francis to the numerous victims of conflicts around the world, it is a sincere hope of the Holy See that we may continue with even greater vigor on the noble path of the defense of human dignity and life, as well as for the realization of the common good of all people. Thank you, Mr. President.